So today we're going to take a look at the Justice card from a musical standpoint and a standpoint rooted in rock and roll. And justice is all about taking full responsibility for past roles. And when I hear that, I think of all of the bands that have lead singers who go out on their own and frustrate the ever-living crap out of their fans by refusing to do old songs. And you'll get those people that defend it by saying, this is their artistic integrity, this is what they do now, it might be too emotional for them. Life is hard, and life is complicated. And when you go out there, and you are a part of a legacy, when you have sold 8, 10, 15 million copies of an album with a band, those fans that are going to see you do your solo stuff are there because of what you did before that day. And no matter what you might want to run from, if you're selling a ticket to a fan to see music, you are and always will be associated with the music that made you most famous and put that butt in the seat. And I've seen so many acts, either bands that refuse to play their hits or singers that have struck out on their own and refuse to do the songs from the band. And it's a terrible time. You know, in life, we've all faced that situation. Haven't you faced that situation where you've had to go to a wedding or a funeral and that might be an ex there? Now, between the history of what happened with you and the ex, it's nothing you want to revisit. But you're not dating at that wedding or that funeral. You're there for somebody else. So whatever happened between the two of you can be put in the corner on ice. You don't even really have to look at each other. A quick hello if you cross paths and that's it. That's really what justice is all about. Owning up to the fact that you have a past, nobody's perfect, but you're moving on. When Van Halen got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, David Lee Roth didn't show up. He was angry that the house band wanted to do certain songs, and Velvet Revolver, Scott Weiland, and most of Guns N' Roses were there to perform some Van Halen songs, and David Lee Roth did not like the songs that they had picked. Now, granted, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is notorious for not treating their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees well. But you wound up in a situation where Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar performed with the house band and accepted the award as Van Halen. Nobody named Van Halen was there, and neither was David Lee Roth. And you could make the argument about who was better, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth, all day long. But the reason why Van Halen was inducted into the Hall of Fame was because of what David Lee Roth did. When you don't acknowledge your past, when you don't acknowledge how you got to where you are now, it could be a complete and utter train wreck. When Soundgarden first broke up, Chris Cornell went out and made it clear, I have a new album coming out. I am not playing any Soundgarden songs. And I remember him saying, but how cool is it going to be? You're going to hear my new album before it comes out. And I'm thinking to myself as a 19-year-old kid, that's not cool at all. Years later, when Chris Cornell embraced his roots, Soundgarden had gotten back together since this point, but then he had gone out again and done a solo set at the Beacon Theater. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen. It was just Chris, but he had done Soundgarden songs. He did Temple of the Dog songs, which was the band he was in with the guys from Pearl Jam to try to recoup some of the money that they lost when Mother Love Bone, when Andy Wood passed away. They weren't even Pearl Jam yet. He did Audioslave songs. It was Chris Cornell embracing all of the reasons why you bought a ticket to go see him, and that's why the concert was so amazing. If you were a music fan, that was justice. That was absolute justice because you got to see all of Chris Cornell's career. He left no stone unturned, and for the price of those tickets, that was fair. Now, if you ever looked at the Anthony Parisi Classic Rock Tarot deck, justice is represented by Pat Benatar, which was a clever move because Pat Benatar had a song called Invincible. It was in a movie called The Legend of Billie Jean with Helen Slater, where she cuts her hair short, becomes this icon of rebellion, and everybody else, all the girls, cut their hair short. Well, the way that movie started out is Helen Slater, who plays Billie Jean, is taken advantage of in a back room by a motocross owner named Mr. Pyatt. And she was just trying to get her brother's scooter repaired, or the money for the repair, because his kid had damaged it. And this guy tries to sexually assault Helen Slater's character, Billie Jean. There's a scuffle. There's a gun. They find it. They shoot this guy in the shoulder, and then they run away. Now, despite the fact that she's on the run, everybody's looking for her, and she's a fugitive, she says that she'll turn herself in if she just gets the $608 for the scooter and an apology. Despite what a dirtbag this guy was, all she wanted was what she originally fought for. And in the end, this guy winds, Mr. Pyatt winds up getting exposed, but not before her brother gets shot. And then Billie Jean walks out, and she sees that there's basically a shrine to her, and everybody is worshiping her, and she destroys it. It wasn't what she wanted. She didn't want fame. She didn't want more than the $608. She just wanted what was fair. And in the movie, fair is fair became the battle cry. In the end, that's justice. Justice is doing the right decisions, which aren't always easy. Justice is having integrity in what you do. The energy of the justice card is just taking responsibility and making sure that if winning is in your future, it's done with integrity. There's no corners cut. There's no cheating. There's no backstabbing. If you're going to win, you win correctly. That's justice. If you liked what we talked about today, if you liked the Rock and Roll Tarot lesson, please subscribe to this Rock and Roll Rock and Soul Tarot podcast. Please subscribe to my Rock and Soul YouTube channel, where we do this kind of thing with just cards at random. We'll keep going with the Minor Arcana, where the next card will be the Hanged Man, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.